Welcome to God Seeker. This is Elizabeth Fulgaro. The current message, God's Speed. One afternoon, some years after the vision to get God's songs to the military for his effect, it was one of those days where I was working to be productive, where I had my to-do list and couldn't seem to get it done soon enough, where I wanted the personal feel-good of having accomplished this next piece of his vision as much as I longed for the work to have his effect. It was for his people. I was working as hard as I could. Perhaps you know this feeling. It's a time where you know like you know. There is a firm, collected inner knowledge that you are in God's will. At the same time, you may carry a sense of where it is all going, a vision for what he wants to be. You may be clear that this is his assignment for you, and it may feed you from the inside out. You are nourished by it because he made you for it. It is something which you were born to do, and one of the reasons it compels you to continue is that you are aware it is for the benefit of others. If you accomplish what he is asking for you, others will be helped, a vital need fulfilled. That's where I was. Yet I was forgetting. I was neglecting to keep an awareness that God is outside time as humans experience it. Oh, time is definitely part of the system of his creation, but he is beyond it. Sometimes when I experience this sense from him of now, 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 which does mean now, but not necessarily in the way we think he means it, in my childlikeness, in comparison to him, I have not quite understood him correctly. I think God smiles at me when, in my exuberant desire to be used by him for the purposes he has planted in my heart, I am trying to act on that inner push to get the work done quickly. Aware of the need it will fulfill for others and awakened to the personal nature of the assignment, everything in me shouts, "Let's get this done." My mind whirs. Thoughts rev up. Jesus loves this intent. His work, being about the assignment, feels good, and it gives me purpose. Yet on this day, in overwhelming kindness, the Holy Spirit gave me a gentle nudge to let go of the task at hand and head outward into the day, outside. He caused me to lift my eyes to his sky and choose to stop, just for the moment, to gaze beyond the work, to breathe and breathe again, deeply and calmly of the air which surrounded me, to notice the cool breeze running through our little valley from west to east and let myself experience it. Storms in this part of Northern California come mostly out of the Gulf of Alaska, heading south down the Pacific coast until they turn eastward and head across California until they have crossed the Sierras into Nevada. On this day, there was indeed a bank of clouds carried on the winds and moving across the sky. Forecast to bring a storm, the clouds were as yet ungathered, seemingly random separate shapes of mottled shades of gray. The storm was coming, but definitely not yet fully formed or here. The Lord spoke to my heart, more with thought impressions than actual formed or audible words. "My daughter, do you see those clouds still out on the western horizon? Can they move themselves across the sky any faster if they try hard enough? If they throw more self-effort into the task, can they get themselves there any quicker?" The momentum which had been propelling me in the work I had been doing suddenly ceased. "Oh, Lord, how foolish of me. Of course not. Of course the clouds don't move themselves. They are moved by the winds or other atmospheric influences. And ultimately, Lord, every movement is enabled by you." I felt his gentle approval. Just so you, he seemed to say. Neither do you move yourself. This message was about his timing, but more so about his all-encompassing power. I felt humbled, but I also felt relief. Ah, yes, Lord. Every movement is enabled by you in your perfect timing, according to your perfect will and knowledge of what you want to accomplish and when. Sigh. Oh, Lord, my. Because you are the same and your principles constant, you are reminding me. Thank you for once again letting me know that I also have no power. I can move nothing on my own solely due to my efforts. I can choose to be willing. I can orient my heart towards you to mold and guide. I can choose to pay attention to you so you can impart your will. But I cannot move myself or by my effort cause myself to move faster from where I am to where I think things are to go. It is by your force, your power, your movement in your moment. I don't need to whir and push. It's fruitless anyway. How lovely to know you are in control. Waiting doesn't have to be hard because I trust you. I can rest in you, savoring every moment with an inner quiet as your spirit leads me in the work of now, but without pressing to surge ahead. There is no way to get ahead. There is only your will, and there is such freedom when that is all I want. Be at rest in God. Be joyful in trust and hope. Do His work for you today, in His rhythm, with a heart to worship, pray, listen, and obey. This is all He asks. Let's take in a few verses from His word for us, from the Bible, in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through Him, and without Him was not even one thing made that has come into being. Listen to the song, Your Timing. Listen again and make it your prayer, especially if you are yearning for something which is not yet. Let the song help you come to rest in the moment of now, which is, and let Him carry you perfectly to that which is yet to come. Thank you for joining in. God Seeker Messages are sponsored by Eagle's Nest Foundation. This is Elizabeth Folgaro. Until next time, keep listening to the song Your Timing as a prayer, and keep seeking God.